Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 8 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone, with insight on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here is your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's Outdoorsman Radio Show, brought to you by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And good morning, Red.
Good morning, partner. Good to be here this morning. Got a good show lined up.
We do. And I'm looking forward to it. And Red and I were able to catch the Rockies game last night with a good win. And that was a nice win for them out there.
A lot of fun.
So give us a call today. We'd love to hear from you, 303-331-7116. And as I mentioned, our show is brought to you by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet and our buddy Dan Johnson. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How are you, sir?
Good, Dan.
Doing good. And I'm going to the Rockies game today.
Oh, are you? Well, good. Right. Well, you got to bring them luck, man. We did last night. So, yeah, it was a good game. They had, I think, 13, 14 hits and scored some runs. And so, it was a good game.
Cargo got out of his slump a little. That was nice to see. Kinnear's still on a roll.
He was, right. Man. He hit that one home run, man. He jacked it. I mean, he pounded that ball, so that was good to see him do that.
Yeah, they need to get on a little roll.
So. You're right. Hey, Dan, you know, I had somebody actually ask me this week. They were looking at a vehicle, and they had been to a dealership. Of course, I told them to call you after they told me it. But they said, you know, they hear a lot of times in the paper, they hear a term certified pre-owned. Now, should that mean everything to every dealership, or can that mean different things to different dealerships?
Certified, the true certified car is certified by the manufacturer. So like in Chevrolet's case, you know, we put it through a more rigid inspection process, and, you know, it has to qualify. I mean, it can't have any body damage ever, and, you know, I mean, it's got to be just a super clean car. And with that, General Motors will, no matter how many miles on it, extend the warranty, you know, the bumper-to-bumper warranty, another 12 months, 12,000 miles. So, you know, so there's some value there.
Right. Okay.
Now it's as next to new as you can get with some miles, and, you know, of course, there's a savings involved there. Is, you know, it's less money than a new one.
Sure.
It's a little more than just just the same car that's not certified.
Okay. Now, you mentioned warranties, and that was something I was wanting to talk with you about. You know, we got a call this week with our Haystack Help program we do with Channel 4, and a guy had bought this third-party extended warranty through one of these, you know, dealers on Colfax. And I'm not saying all the dealers on, you know, East Colfax down there are, you know, bad, and when they're just the pre-owned dealerships. But I'm just saying, I'm a big, big believer in extended warranties when they're backed by a solid company like GM, you know. And, I mean, I bought it with my truck. And so tell us just a little bit about, you know, your feelings on extended warranties.
Be very, very careful of, especially the ones you get in the mail.
Yeah.
You know, they get the registrations and they kind of time it to where, you know, they think you'll be out of warranty, so you start getting bombarded by direct mail.
Mm-hmm.
And those warranties, there's so many loopholes. You know, they don't cover seals and gaskets. They don't cover this. They don't cover that. Only it's so hidden that you don't know it till you have the problem. And usually the problem is, you know, the normal things that go wrong. So, you know, they may cover the big stuff,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, they're going to nickel and dime you along the way, and it's not a good value. So be very, very careful about, you know, what company it is, and, you know, buy it from a reputable dealership.
No, that's true. And as I said, I encourage everyone, you know, on vehicles, you know, especially like with you guys, to buy that, because, I mean, it, you know, it's a few bucks to a payment, but I'm telling you, you know, nowadays with just the way vehicles are built and all the computers and all the different things, man, it'll be the best money you ever spent in your life.
Exactly right. I mean, you know, an air conditioner is now, you know, $2,000. I mean, it could be, you know, I mean, it's, you know, front ends. I mean, it's just, stuff's expensive, and it's so technical that, you know, the shade tree mechanic days are gone. And
that's the truth.
You know,
yeah. Now, what vehicles right now have some good incentives on them for people to come out today?
We got we got great incentives. Once again, the cruise, you know, nothing down, $199 a month. Silverado, I got up to $10,000-$11,000 off on the 13 models, trying to clear those out because the new 14 Silverado is here. And, I mean, everything we have. We're in the home stretch here. I got two more days before the end of the month, and we're making some deals today.
Well, good deal. Well, Dan, like I say, we say it every week, but, man, you know, you guys just do a class job out there, and we get so many other automotive issues, you know, with, like I say, with our Haystack Help program we do with CBS. And man, you know, the whole 4.5 years since we started Haystack and you've been with us, we've never had a complaint with you guys. And instead, it's the opposite, where people just keep going back and then they send their friends. You know, my buddy Steve Pitcock that owns Hot Shots Automotive, you know, I sent him over there. He bought a couple of cars from you. And now he has probably sent 4 or 5 people over there that we know have bought. So, and that's
the
way it should be.
That's the best way to do business.
Yeah, it is.
Repeat and referral is, you know, that's what we depend on, and we try to take care of everybody and have a long-term relationship with them.
Right. Again, it's Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, 14500 East Colfax, just right off of Colfax and 225. And Dan will be out there this morning, so go in and tell him hello. And their number is 303-344-3100. And you're still needing some pre-owned vehicles?
I am.
Okay.
I will give lots of money for nice pre-owned vehicles.
All right, good deal. Well, Dan, hey, we appreciate your time this morning. Hope you guys sell a bunch and bring the Rocky some luck this afternoon.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Okay, bud. Night. Thank you. Right. Stan Johnson with Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and want to thank him. And one thing I want to tell you about, too, real quick, with Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, you know, July 1st, time is running out on some of the gun law things, and it's really running out on what I'm going to call time is running out to get a standard capacity magazine. So tonight from 4 to 8 at the Colorado Farewell to Arms Freedom Festival, the first 1,500 people through the gate, you're going to get a Magpul 30-round magazine. And that's going to be held at Infinity Park at 4599 East Tennessee in Glendale. And you can go to Rocky Mountain Gun Owners' website for more information. But that's pretty much it. First 1,500 people through the gate, get a Magpul 30-round magazine. And again, that's held at Infinity Park in Glendale. And, Red, you stopped by one of our
Yes, I stopped
guys.
By Bob Ferris'
Ferris Survival.
Establishment, yep. At Ferris Survival and 3366 South Broadway, and visited their store and saw all the different things that they have to offer with survival gear and containers for water and water filters and prepackaged processed food and things of that nature. And he gave me a pamphlet while I was there called Oath Keepers. And I just want to read you just a little bit of that about their mission statement. Oath Keepers is a nonpartisan, nonpolitical group formed by police officers, state and federal law enforcement officers, veterans, active duty, and retired military. Their goal is to spread awareness of the growing threat of the use of police and military in exceedingly unconstitutional capacities. And what they do is, you know, law enforcement and military take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And the reason this organization has been started, evidently, is because they fear that some of these things that they're taking an oath not to do because of their oath to protect the Constitution, they believe that some of these things are going to take place mm-hmm. in our society and are taking place in some instances. Let me just read a few of these. It says, orders we will not obey. We will not obey orders to disarm the American people. And, you know, many sheriff's departments right. here in Colorado have stood together and say they will not enforce some of these unconstitutional laws that have been passed. And it says, we will not obey orders to conduct warrantless searches of the American people. You know, and we were just talking earlier about the Boston Marathon and the bombing that took place there. And police were breaking into homes and yes. and searching them and things under the guise of having an emergency. And you don't understand all of that stuff, but that's one of the things that the Constitution supposedly guarantees that we're not going to have to go through. Number three, we will not obey orders to detain American citizens as unlawful enemy combatants or to subject them to military tribunal. It says, we will not obey orders to impose martial law or a state of emergency on a state. There's 10 of these, and we don't have time to read them all, but the reason this organization has been founded, and it's called Oath Keepers, with law enforcement and military personnel, saying we will not enforce these unconstitutional laws because they took an oath to defend and protect the Constitution. Well, they evidently fear that some of these things are going to take place in our society. Mm-hmm. You know, when growing up, when I was a kid, we never had to think about these kind of things. But our culture has changed so dramatically in the last few years, and with the current administration, that these things are now something that we actually fear will take place in our society.
Yeah, it's just a unbelievable time. It really is, and this is a Tanner Gun Show weekend, so if you get a chance, get out to Tanner Gun Show and check out some of our sponsors out there, Bushman's Quiver, and I believe our buddy Hunter Roop is back from Africa, so we're going to stop out there and maybe see him a little bit later, and so check out Bushman's Quiver. You can also check out Ammo Can, High Plains Safe Sales, and so go out there and tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado, and they have some good deals. Now, Ammo Can, I understand, has really gotten in a lot of ammunition, so if you're in need of ammunition, stop by their booth, talk to Kristen or Kurt, and again, they're the owners of Ammo Can, and they will take care of you in any ammo needs you have. Also, check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We have an Ask the Expert box there, and if we use your question on air, we will get you a $25 Cabela gift card, and we actually have a question, and I'm going to let our second guest answer that question today. From a person that sent us an email. And we also have a bragging gallery where you can send us your photos, and you can look there at the photos and see what information we need, but just send us the photo of you and the animal you killed or caught, if you were maybe fishing, and we want some information there with your name, hometown, and where you were, what you shot it with or caught it with, and it kind of makes it some fun for look at whatever the people are doing out there. If you want to hear about a certain topic, email Red or myself. You can scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com or red@sportsmanofcolorado.com. You can email us. When we come back, we're going to visit with Austin Brown. He is with Colder Weather Outfitters and talk a little fishing and what's going on with him this spring. And then the last half of the show, we'll be visiting with Quentin Smith, our buddy. He's with QRS Outdoor Specialties, and talk a little elk hunting and big game hunting. Over-the-counter licenses on sale July 9th, remember that, and leftover licenses on sale to the public at 9 a.m. August 6th at the Division of Wildlife down there, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, I should say. Our number is 303-331-7116. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll be back with more after this.
Easy down the road I go.
This is Denver Sports Radio, 1600, The Zone.
The number one concern for baby boomers today is financial security. Hi, I'm Dot Mechtenberg. I'm a financial advisor with 43 years of experience and have become the trusted resource for people planning retirement transitions. I want to see that you have enough money to enjoy the lifestyle you love for the rest of your life. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948. That's 303-647-1948. Or visit us at dotmechtenberg.com. That's dot dotmechtenberg.com.
Dot Mechtenberg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Is the paint on your home faded or peeling? Are you tired of the paint colors in your home? Hi, this is Kevin Getz, owner of American Painting Specialists. We have been transforming plain houses and buildings into vibrant homes and offices throughout the Denver metro area for more than 25 years. American Painting Specialists offers high-quality interior and exterior painting services with guaranteed results. Call 303-937-1912 for a free, no-obligation estimate. And if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, you will receive $100 off a full full interior or exterior paint job. Call 303-937-1912 or visit our website at AmericanPaintingSpecialists.com. American Painting Specialists is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. American Painting Specialists, for a professional experience from start to finish.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Have you been accused of a DUI? Don't understand the forms you've been served? I'm here to help. My name is Kevin Flesch, and my law firm is in the business of defending you, both at the DMV process and the criminal court. We're going to try to keep your license and keep you out of jail. If you don't know what to do next, call me today, 303-884-1037. Again, that number is 303-884-1037. We provide free consultations and answer all of your questions. Remember, you have only 7 days after you're arrested to perfect your right to a hearing with the DMV. Don't give up that right. Don't go it alone. Call me today, 303-884-1037. Or visit my website, Criminal Law, Flesch Law, that's F-L-E-S-C-H, law.com.
Hi, I'm bankruptcy attorney Benjamin Yablon, author of The Bankruptcy Guide. If you're overwhelmed by debt, you need to call me today. My direct line is 303-562-3167. Come in today for a free consultation, and your copy of The Bankruptcy Guide is free as well. Once again, 303-562-3167. Or visit my website at yablonlaw.com. That's Y-A-B as in boy, L-O-N as in Nick, and the word law.com. I'm attorney Benjamin Yablon.
Are you paying for broken windows after every round of golf? Are you always yelling four to the fairway next to yours? Are you searching in the woods hole after hole? Do you continue to lose every ball in your bag? Do you turn a four-hour round into 5.5 hours? If you're that guy, or you invited that guy to play with you, you need No Slice. Just put No Slice on your golf club, and it will eliminate your slice, guaranteed, or your money back. Enjoy golf again. For more information, or to purchase No Slice, go to NoSliceGolf.com. That's NoSliceGolf.com.
At Iron Forge Trailers in Sedalia, you will find a full lineup of trailers. From ATV trailers to cargo trailers to dump trailers, Iron Forge is the place to go for all your trailer needs. Iron Forge is also an excellent resource if you need to rent a trailer. Full service trailer repair shop and welding services are also available. Located at 7144 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call 720-312-7095. That's 720-312-7095. Or visit their website at IronForgeTrailers.com. Iron Forge Trailers is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergalleryllc.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado.
And you know, Scott, one of our recent sponsors getting kicked off this morning is Paintball Adventures, and Paintball Adventures offers Colorado players access to a variety of fields to play in, off-field rentals, and much more. Paintball Adventures handles all types of bachelor, birthday, corporate, private, and church parties. They're located at 7375 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia. You can call now for your Sportsman's of Colorado special, and their number is 303-762-6160. That's 303-762-6160. Or you can visit their website at paintballadventuresofdenver.com. And they also have a pro shop and full service for your equipment located at 3107 West Hamden Avenue, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, and the play starts this morning at 9 o'clock, and they'll have a lot of guys out there, and playing, and I'm telling you what, I drove by there occasionally, and you can hear them. They're screaming and hollering and shooting.
Screaming, yeah, that's the
part. Having a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, I told Wayne I'd love to come out there and try that sometime, so we certainly want to thank Paintball Adventures for being a sponsor of the show. Well, I'll bring up a gentleman now we hadn't had on for a few weeks, but another sponsor of our show, and this is Austin Brown with Colder Weather Outfitters. And Austin, good morning.
Morning, Scott.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing well, thanks. How about you?
Well, good, good. Yeah, Red and I, we're doing great. And,
yeah, howdy, Scott. I mean, howdy, Austin.
How's it going, Red?
I'm doing good, buddy.
You know, Red and I were able to come out and catch just the very end of goose season last year and had some fun with you out at your place. And, you know, for maybe those that hadn't, again, been able to catch our show, maybe this is their first time. And tell us just a little bit about your business.
Yeah, definitely. So we at Colder Weather, we offer both hunting and fishing guided experiences. We also do memberships as well. We also do a multitude of other different things besides for just doing our fishing and hunting memberships. We also offer, you know, a lot of different, like, fishing derbies, corporate events, and stuff like that. And, you know, we do memberships with private access to private land on private ponds and everything like that. We have some river and some corn ground and everything like that. So just kind of a lot of different things. But we're a fully licensed and bonded outfitter in the state of Colorado, and that's kind of what we do.
Yeah, Austin, tell us a little bit about your location and the benefits that being where you are gives you.
Yeah, we're right outside of Firestone, Colorado. And, you know, really, it's a great thing because we're, you know, only 30 minutes away from Denver. And, and that's something that we really, you know, kind of pride ourselves on, that we enjoy, is that, you know, it's a really, really quick trip. So in the mornings, you don't have to spend a lot of time driving out to get to that, you know, great hunting spot. And we've just got a great flyway where we're at, and we just get tons and tons of birds, and we've got some of the best fishing in the state and everything like that. And so it's really great because, you know, you don't have to wake up at, you know, midnight or 2 in the morning to drive all the way out to us, you know. And so that's something that we really enjoy.
Yeah, and of course, the fishing season is going on right now. And of course, Scott and I are looking forward to when the hunting season comes. But right now, fishing's going on. And tell us about your lake there and the kind of fish that you have.
Yeah, so in all of our ponds are naturally stocked ponds. And we do catch and release on all of our ponds just because, you know, we want to make sure that we keep all those fish inside of the pond. And, you know, we have just so many of the different species that the state has to offer. We've got largemouth and smallmouth bass. We have crappie, perch, bluegill, walleye, tiger muskie, and, you know, of course, the grass carp and everything like that. But, you know, the bass fishing right now has just been on fire. The bass has just been biting like crazy. And if you're a night fisherman, the catfish lately, we've just been catching some monster catfish as well.
And aren't you located also right next to the St. Vrain River?
Yes, we are located in the St. Vrain River. On the St. Vrain River, if you wanted to actually go fishing on that, we also have access for you to do that. That's actually not catch and release, but you don't have to do catch and release on the St. Vrain.
And don't you offer fully guided fishing trips?
Yes, we do. We do offer fully guided fishing trips as well.
Okay. Again, Austin's website is colder-weather.com. And his number is 303-956-4741, 303-956-4741. And if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, he'll take extra good care of you. And so we'd love to have you go out and visit him. And like I say, Red and I have been out there. We've seen the place and just one of his locations, and it was just incredibly awesome. And I tell you, when we were out there, of course, we weren't able to shoot ducks because that season had already ended. But, man, we had ducks everywhere. It was unbelievable.
And we did shoot some geese, though. And I'm telling you, there's nothing much funner than have geese fly by and bust one and see it fold up and come down and thump the ground or or splash in the water and then have a good lab to send out and retrieve them. I tell you, we had a great time.
And Austin, one thing I really like about what you do, too, you do a lot with some organizations that, you know, do some great things. Tell us just a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. We work with a lot of different organizations, and it's something that we absolutely love to do. We work with Craig Hospital to, you know, be able to have them let their patients come out here for a day. We do Usually 1 to 2 duck hunts with them a year. It's a little bit harder to do that just because of, you know, snow and everything. But we are handicap accessible up here at colder weather. And so, we have handy accessible blinds. We have handy accessible bathrooms. Our lodge is handicap accessible as well. So we do a couple duck hunts with them a year. As well, we also bring them out for, fishing and everything like that. And we have a good lunch and do something with them. We do the same thing with the Wounded Warriors and Freedom Hunters. And they come out and we take them on some duck hunts as well. We also do the fishing with them. And then our biggest one that we do is we work with the SYC, which is the Special Youth Challenge. And that is for children who are who have any type of handicap, no matter what it may be. And what they do is they raise money to take children out to go hunting and fishing so that they can actually experience, you know, what we get to experience. And we do their annual fundraiser here. We had that back in June, and it went very, very well. So they come out here. We do a fishing derby. We've got a lot of different events, and they raise their money and everything like that. We do a live and in silent auction that night and a big dinner and everything. And so it's a really great event, and we really love doing that.
Yeah, and Austin, you have a really nice lodge there, and that also had a kind of a barbecue picnic area and a gathering area, and y'all offer memberships. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so what our memberships include is it's basically just like a lease, and so it gives you access to come and use a couple of our different properties, so that you can call us and you can say, I would like to go to this spot at this location and use that spot and everything. And so we offer full memberships, which are for families. It includes one generation of family up or down as well. They also are able to bring guests with them every time, and that's unlimited. And then, we allow additional guests, but there's just a small fee to go with that. So that's both hunting and fishing. We offer just fishing memberships, and that's the same package for family and everything, and you can bring guests. And then we also offer corporate memberships as well for companies to be able to come out and use it as a company type setting. And so it gives you a blind. It gives you a place to store your decoys and as well to come out during the summer and go fishing. And it gives you full access to our hunting and fishing lodge as well.
Yeah, Austin, what is the size of that main lake right there by the lodge?
Yeah, I'm not sure how big that is. Looked into it, but it's definitely a very big one. We've had a lot of people ask if they could water ski it, and so it's definitely big enough that you could water ski. The only problem is that the island's right in the middle where we have our main duck hunting blind and everything, and so with that,
you could build a ramp there.
It's a very big lake. That's definitely our biggest one that we have. But I mean, I don't know how big it is.
Right. Now, and we have about 30 seconds left here, but if someone, you mentioned fly fishing, out on the river and everything. So let's say someone's never done that before. Are you able to help someone maybe if they don't even have a rod, can they come out? Can they rent things from you? Do you have things they can use to help and maybe show them how to get started in fly fishing?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely can do that. As well, we can also do that with this regular fishing. If you come out and you do a guided hunt with us, or if you're a member or anything like that, we always have extra tackle and rods and reels and everything like that for anybody to use. And so we can definitely help you out with getting some equipment to go out and use when you're coming out to colder weather.
Okay, great. Well, Austin, man, we appreciate it. And again, we won't stay apart as long as we have here. We've been slammed with Red Knight's trip and everything. And I know you've been busy too, but we'll certainly stay in touch and get you back here in a few weeks and talk some more.
That sounds great. So thank you so much again for having me on this morning.
No problem.
You bet, Austin.
That's Austin Brown with Colder Weather Outfitters. His website, colder-weather.com, 303-956 4741. And again, Red and I have been out there. And if you know where the Big American Furniture is out north there, not the one at 84th, but on up there in Firestone, it is right there by that American Furniture Warehouse. And again, great place. And Austin's a great guy and just a super place. And it's just so convenient, as Red and I noticed. And like he said, a lot of times you want to go out waterfowl hunting. Man, you've got to get up at, you know, 2 o'clock, drive 3 or 4 hours and all that. And this is just so convenient. So let Austin know you heard about him on Sportsman of Colorado. When we come back, we'll be visiting with Quentin Smith with QRS Outdoor Specialties. If maybe you've been thinking about doing some big game hunting and have some questions, this would be a great time to talk with a guy that's been doing it a long time. Our number is 303-331-7116, and give us a call. And when we come back again, we'll be visiting with Quentin Smith with QRS Outdoor Specialties. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll be right back.
You can consider. Want to be my friend?
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Nick Belenda walking the Grand Canyon extravaganza on the Discovery Channel last night. The dude walked down on a wire in jean. His kids halfway through it, according to Willie Geister, playing Angry Birds. Oh, did Dad make it over? Oh, he did. Okay, great. Now he's talking about going Empire State Building to the Chrysler Building, New York City.
Dan Patrick on Denver's Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Boson is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Planning on some spring or summer cleaning? Maybe a remodel job is in your plans. It's the Roll-Off Remedies Spring and Summer Special. Get a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285 when you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Free delivery and free pickup and 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553. Or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman.
When it comes to taxidermy, I can assure you that all taxidermists are not created equal. Preserve your hunting memories for generations to come with Hunter T's Taxidermy. Owner Keith Kaufman uses the finest products, the most trusted techniques, and real-life experiences to create your custom work of art. Every mount is individually crafted to bring out the best in your trophy. Call Hunter T's at 303-973-3098. That's 303-973-3098. Or visit their website at HunterT'sTaxidermy.com.
Spring is here, and now is the perfect time to get your home in shape. Whether you have a minor plumbing or HVAC repair, or you want to replace an entire heating or plumbing system, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating does it all. For over 40 years, Lakewood Plumbing has been assuring your 100% satisfaction. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive a preseason air conditioning tune-up for only $99. That's right, only $99. Call now, 303-233-7007. That's 303-233-7007 or visit lakewoodplumbing.com. Lakewood Plumbing and Heating is an A-plus member of the BBB and an official registered company of haystackhelp.com.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range,
and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. For 36 years, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been family-owned and operated. The Chevy Silverado, longest-lasting, best gas mileage, best resale of any truck you can buy. Buy any new or used vehicle and receive a $200 gas card. Lynn Lyle has a full-service department body shop with super competitive prices. Call 303-344-3100. That's 303-344-3100. Or visit their website at lynnlyle.com. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Canon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. I want to thank you for joining us today. And been looking forward to this next interview and segment. A great friend of ours, Quentin Smith with QRS Outdoor Specialties. And Quentin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great, man. And, man, thrilled to get you back on. It's been way, way too long. I tell you, we've all been busy. You've been running, and I want to hear about your bear hunt shortly. But, you know, and then Red and I were gone for a while. But, you know, looking forward to the hunting season to get going here.
And won't be too far away, that's for sure.
It won't. And so, you know, Quentin, as Red and I have mentioned before, you know, this is who we use, you know, for big game hunting here in Colorado, and, you know, hooked up with him a few years ago, and just you know, a class organization. And again, you got to be careful because, boy, you can, you know, see different people. And like we've talked about with Bushman's Quiver, the people we went with on our South Africa trip, you know, a lot of people at a booth can tell you a lot of things. And so, you know, you need to check people out. And, you know, all the outfitters are in Colorado are regulated by DORA, the Department of Regulatory Agencies, and, you know, and make some calls, and they should have some references. And just like we told Bushman's Quiver and with Quentin, man, we said, hey, give people our phone number. We'll be glad to tell them, you know, our experiences with you and everything. But, you know, all outfitting services are not created equal, that's for sure, and we know that. And so, sure. Quentin, tell us just a little bit about, you know, it's like I said, it's been a while since you've been on, so tell us just a little about you, how you got going in hunting, and then, you know, tell us a little about QRS.
Well, this is my 20th year in the guiding industry, guiding and hunting, and I've owned the business since 2002. I leased a ranch in Colorado up in Walden, 17,000 private land acres, where we do, of course, your Colorado species for the most part, black bear, Shiras moose, Rocky Mountain elk, and mule deer. Elk and moose and black bear are our biggest populations in that country. Our deer herd seems to be down just a little bit, but we do see them kind of starting to come back some, which is a great thing. I also lease a ranch in Wyoming, 220,000 acres, that we do all western species, big game, mule deer, antelope, whitetail, elk, and things that way. So whole thing grew out of total love for hunting, and I actually was a loan officer for a long time in a farm credit to Southern Colorado out of Lyman, and got to the part that I was hunting as much as I was working, and it was either we needed to make this deal a full-time occupation or figure out something else to do here. So, of course, love for hunting took over, and we've been doing this full-time since 2002.
Quentin, tell us a little bit about your Wyoming property, where it's located.
Our Wyoming ranch is located 45 miles north of Rawlins on a little town called Muddy Gap. It's called the Split Rock Ranch, a pretty famous ranch. Got a lot of Western heritage with a lot of the Oregon, Mormon, Californian Pony Express trails that run right through the ranch. Of course, the natural Split Rock Monument is on the ranch itself. It's a gorgeous place. 12 miles of the Sweetwater River and great big hay fields and a huge abundance of wildlife. So pretty cool place.
And you know, those hay fields, they really draw in lots of game.
Here's the hardest part, and to explain to people, and Scott, you were just talking about this when you talked to people at shows and things, and I totally understand what you were saying and agree with you 100% on what people can tell you, but the hardest thing to explain to people about this ranch is literally in one day, you have a chance of seeing as many as 400 mule deer, 500 antelope, 200 elk, and 200 whitetail a day on this ranch, and it's not a concession hunt. It's not a high-fence deal at all. It is free range spot in stock, but we've got the food source within 70 miles of this country, and it is a natural,
wow.
Just a natural food plot at that.
That's awesome. Quentin, tell us, what does one of these Wyoming hunts cost?
You know, it kind of depends. We get to manage this ranch because of the way it's located and how it sets in here. It's a mixture of private and BLM, but our BLM is landlocked by our private, so we can actually manage the property. So we offer a variety of things from trophy to management class animals. So, you know, a mule deer hunt, if we're doing a trophy hunt, we're looking at 170 to 190-inch mule deer or better. The last 5 years, we've averaged 184, which I'm very, very pleased with at this point. At that point, our trophy hunts are 5,500. Our management hunts are 4,000.
All right.
We got more antelope than we know what to do with in this country, but it is a tough tag to draw just due to the fact that this is a trophy unit up here. This unit has some of the very largest antelope in the state. In fact, the state record was killed out of here. I just actually seen him a week ago. He's mounted in the Cabela's in Seattle, Washington, 91 inches. But super, super cool goat, great antelope in this country. You know, if you're looking for that 80 class buck or so, this is a countryside that definitely got those quality of animal for you. Our antelope, it takes 4 years to draw plus a special draw. There's two different draws, a special draw and a random draw. The special is how we apply all of our non-residents. All non-residents have to apply for tags in Wyoming. And so we go through that whole process. Our antelope hunts for 3-day hunts were $1,750.
All right.
Elk hunts. We got elk hunts, trophy management. We've got whitetail hunts. You name it. We can put it together.
Well, it sounds like a great place, and Scott and I are looking forward to just getting up there with you and just seeing this ranch and seeing something.
Absolutely. It's a neat, neat place.
Yep. And then your ranch in Walden, Scott and I have hunted there. We hunted one our first year muzzle loading. And
right.
Unfortunately, I mean, y'all put us on some great bulls. Unfortunately,
did you have to go there, Red? Did you have to go there?
Yeah, our eyes were closed when we pulled the trigger.
We'll be right back right after this. No, I'm kidding.
But then last year we came up and during the first rifle season, and both of us killed real nice bulls, and I killed a nice trophy bull, which one of your guides actually, who also is a taxidermist, I believe Ray McDaniel. And he mounted my bull, and I've got it hanging on my fireplace now.
And you weren't even expecting that, were you?
Oh, no. No, I wasn't. In fact, I told him, I said, well, no, I really can't afford to get it mounted. And so they said, well, do you mind if we go ahead and skin it, and you know, so we can keep the hide? And I said, no, I don't mind. And Scott actually did a deal behind my back and got him to go ahead and mount it for me, and it is beautiful. I mean, it's hanging there on the fireplace, and a great reminder of a trophy hunt.
Yeah, and it looks great. And thank you guys. And y'all even delivered it out here, and we're sorry we missed that get-together you had for clients. But we would love to have been there, but we were having fun.
You were trying to drown that day in Africa. Yeah,
you're right. Well, again, check out Quentin's website. It's qrsoutdoors.com, QRS Outdoor Specialties. And we'll come back. We're going to visit with Quentin just a little bit more about his hunt. Actually, he had a bear hunt, and we want to talk a little bit about that. And then talk about, you know, just the differences. We'll have, archery and then muzzle loading and then rifle. And just talk with Quentin a little bit about the different ways you go about that when you're actually guiding someone with those three different types of hunting there for big game. So give us a call if you have any questions for Quentin. We'd love to hear from you, 303-331-7116. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Sean Stash Hour. Weekdays at 5.
Belichick, he's not going to tell you a whole lot. It's not what he does. He never reveals anything. But I have to believe, if he wants to get on the field, they have a quarterback. You know, like he's one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game, and he hasn't really lost anything on his fastball. So here's a news flash to Tim Tebow. Do you want to play? Do you want to get on the field? You got to play a position other than quarterback.
John Stashower on Denver's Sports Radio, 1600.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921 or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Early retirement, changing jobs. Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pidcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife was created in 2011 by the merger of Colorado State Parks and the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Colorado Parks and Wildlife are the leaders in conservation, outdoor recreation, and wildlife management. Parks and Wildlife employees and their partners work together to provide ongoing and outstanding customer service through recreational programs, amenities, and services. For more information, visit the website at wildlife.state.co.us. That's wildlife.state.co.us.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club offers LaPorte Archery Bow Trap Shooting, state-of-the-art techno hunt, and an indoor and outdoor 3D range. They also have an indoor target range up to 30 yards and a full-service on-site bow shop. Full Rut Archery also offers antelope and deer hunting on 15,000 acres in Elbert County. Drop by and check it out and have lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Lessons are also available, and $20 will buy you your annual membership. Call 303-840-9270 or visit their website at fullrutarchery.com.
Running a small business today certainly has its tax challenges. Hi, this is Scott Watley to tell you about Sherry Christian with the SC Tax Group. Having the right CPA that you can trust can literally mean the difference between success and failure. A certified public accountant is a valuable tool for any upcoming and ongoing business, large or small. Put your mind at ease with SC Tax Group. Accurate, efficient, professional tax preparation. SC Tax Group. Call 303-753-8200. That's 303-753-8200.
Now is the time to get your concealed carry permit. This is Joe Dedon with TAC One Consulting, the official CCW training provider for the Tanner Gun Shows. All of our instructors are law enforcement with firsthand knowledge on surviving violent encounters. Call now, 720-432-3229. That's 720-432-3229. Mention Sportsmen of Colorado and receive $15 off either our 3-hour or 6-hour classes. Call TAC One Consulting now for details, 720-432-3229, or visit our website, taconeconsulting.com. That's T-A-C-O-N-E consulting.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Our call-in number is 303-331-7116. You can call in if you have any questions about elk hunting or about guide services, and we're visiting with Quentin Smith, owner and operator of QRS Outdoor Specialties. And welcome back, Quentin.
Thank you.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about this bear hunt that you went on?
Well, a longtime client and good friend, Roy Durbin there from Denver, and I just got back from a 10-day hunt over in Kamchatka Peninsula in southeast Russia. Went over and got to hunt the Kamchatka Asian brown bear, and quite an experience, very sobering experience at the end of the day to realize as Americans how truly spoiled we are in every manner that you can imagine, even all the way down to a cube of ice. But great hunt, exactly what we were told about. Definitely not an easy hunt at all. It was major travel and 3.5 hours by minivan and 2 hours by boat and 2 hours by snowmobile to get to where we hunt. But wow. Just a plethora of bears. And we were both lucky to harvest two monster bears. We killed one that's right at 9 foot, one that's at about 9'3". Just huge, huge animals. Great hunt. We've seen probably, I guess I see 9 bears on day one. Snow, I'm 6'3", and snow that was as deep up to my top of my chest in places, and just quite a deal. But like I said, a very sobering experience to realize what all we have here in America that they don't even understand or know about in another country.
Well, you know, some of those kind of hunts, though, that are almost a thing of the past in America, offers a great adventure and a tremendous chance to kill a big bear. Tell me, what kind of rifle and ammunition did you use?
Yeah, you know, I use my 7 mag, the same gun I use for everything. I've got a special load created for it with a Barnes triple X bullet that's in a 160 grain, and I shot my bear at 75 yards and closing the distance as fast as he could run at us. Now, I don't think he was charging or anything like that, but he'd been spooked by a snowmobile, and then just we ended up being in his path. But I took mine with a 7 mag. Roy took his with a 338 250 grain Lapua. Both one shots, you know, at the end of the day, it's all shot placement. That's, you know, the way it is with any sure. caliber. It doesn't always have to be a bigger caliber as much as it is just shot placement.
And that is true. You know, Scott and I took our 300s, mine's a 300 Winchester short magnum, and he's got the 300 Webby magnum, and to South Africa on our hunt. And we're kind of proud of the shooting we did. One shot, one kill on 10 different animals, and you're right. It's shot placement.
That's exactly right. It was a true experience. I actually booked that hunt through the International Sportsman's Expo there in Denver 2 years ago with a guy that we met from Kentucky. DGOA, so Danny Geary's Outdoor Adventure. A lot of people have been through that show and seen that 10-foot bear standing back there on the corner. Just a super good hunt. It was exactly what we were told it was. You have to get your mind around the travel because the travel is intense, and Russians do things Russians way, and yeah. Our ways don't matter to them. And so a tremendous amount of red tape and paperwork and permits to get your guns in the country and all of that stuff. But you know, if you let your translators work with you and you know, just work with them and let them take care of things, it may take a long time to get it done, but you're not going to have the hassle. And Danny Geary did an excellent job, or Mike Elmore is the one that owns that business now, and has done an excellent job with that hunt.
Well, when are you going to start offering hunts to Russia?
Yeah. I've got other hunts to take care of here first. I would go back and do it again in a heartbeat, to be honest with you, but I'm okay with it being 5 to 10 years down the road, too.
Yeah, well, no doubt. Well, listen, we know that, like, we've got some information, you know, only 20% of the hunters that come to Colorado fill their tag every year, and many times it's because they don't have the physical ability to get out where the elk are. And tell us something a little bit about the physical requirements for good hunting.
Sure. You know, I mean, that's definitely something you need to be cognizant of in the area that you're going hunting, and know what the physical limitations you have and as a hunter, and what you can handle, what you enjoy and want to do, and you know that kind of country that you're going to go in and hunt. Part of the reason that your success, that you talk about that 20% number and some of that, you know, you look at archery statewide, some of that can be down as low as even 7% and you know, harvest kill on it. And so much of that necessarily isn't really the physical condition. As you know, if you're getting out of staters or something coming in that way, knowing where you're going hunting is the biggest thing. If you've only got 4 or 5 days, everybody, you know, has got jobs and families and games and ball games and everything else they got to go to, and they don't get the time to go pre-scout or do whatever and figure out where those animals are, you know, that right there will hinder you faster than anything, just because if you've got only a 5-day hunt and you're spending the first 3 to 4 days just trying to figure out where the animals are, you're already cut down by the time, you know, by day 4 or 5 comes around and it's time to hunt. You've got yourself limited when really, in reality, you need to be in animals on day one.
You know, that's absolutely right. And that's one of the reasons why Scott and I started searching for a great outfitter. And, of course, we found that in your outfitting service and this ranch in Walden that you've got. Y'all already know where the elk are. You know where the game are. And, I mean, from day one with our guide, we were on elk and wound up last year both killing nice bulls. And the percentage rate on private land and with guided hunts and outfitters is way, way higher than the average hunter going on public land.
Right. You know, you talk about this, and I say this all the time to everybody, and I truly believe this fact, but when it comes down to it, we all know how to hunt elk. We know how to hunt deer, bear, whatever. All the same, you know, scenarios and statistics really work with about any game that's out there. But what you don't know is you don't know my country. Mm-hmm. And if I go out of state, like I went to Russia, or, you know, I went to Washington here and just did a bear hunt up there on an Indian reservation, or, you know, if I go back east to Kansas and hunt whitetail over there, I'm going to go with someone over there that spends their life with those animals and knows them and can put me in them on day one. And then we can build that teamwork partnership that's what the outfitting industry should be all about anyways. Is helping create that opportunity for us to make a team to go after these. I know the place. I know the animals. You know how to hunt them. We bring those two deals together, and we go out, and a lot of times that increases our success rate fourfold.
And, Quentin, you know, we got a few minutes left here, but let's take archery first. You know, that's a tough deal. I mean, it really, really is, you know, to get close enough to elk. Give us some tips you think that for people to have a really successful archery hunt. Just tell us, because that's so different.
First and foremost, archery, rifle, muzzleloader, I don't care what it is. Know your equipment. Please go out and buy a bow or buy your muzzleloader or rifle, whatever you're going to use, and get familiar with it more than just the week before season. I see so many people that buy a brand new rifle to come on an elk hunt, and they show up and they've put maybe 3 or 4 rounds through it and or a bow, and they've shot it 3 or 4 times and hit the target, and, you know, think that elk's a 4x8 sheet of plywood or whatever, and they, you know, got a lot of room to hit it. But nerves and all those kinds of things play a major part in it. So know your equipment. Know where you're going to, you know, at 30 yards or 40 yards, where's that arrow going to hit when you squeeze off? And you know that every time that you're pulling that trigger that you're going to be harvesting that game. And that's probably the most critical thing we see. Personally, in my operation, I tell all my guys, you know, most everybody's shooting, you know, Matthews or Bowtech or Hoyt or whatever. PSE is a huge one now. And they're excellent, excellent bows. They're fast. They're bringing good fast arrows. They're bringing, you know, good broadheads. I personally, if I've never seen people shoot, I tell them to bring me a fixed blade broadhead. I'd like to see something that's a, you know, a solid cut on impact style broadhead. Mm-hmm. We use some rages and things out here, mechanical broadheads that work really good. Those work really good on a ground level shooting straight across. T5 Tekken's another one that works really good. Some of them you got to be careful with when you get up in a tree stand and get elevated, because a lot of the ones that open up from the front and expand backwards, a lot of them will hit something, and just the angle that they're hitting causes, you know, those to be to throw off and end up, you know, initially wounding an animal, and that's not what we want to do.
That's true.
Rifles. I've seen guys come out and bring rifles with, you know, scopes, and a lot of times they're bringing guns that are way overpowered than what they need. You know, as probably in Colorado, any species we have, a 270 or 30-06 is the best two rounds out there. They've killed more elk than probably any gun around the country, and it's bringing a solid bullet and bringing the same bullet that you sighted in with to hunt with. I see guys that'll buy, you know, an AccuBond or something like that, and they'll come out, you know, spend a lot of money on the ammo they're going to go hunt with, but then shoot a different ammo to sight the gun in. They shoot totally different, and so, you know, that's a big thing to be watching, and making sure that your bullets, you know, are a solid nose, or, you know, like an AccuBond or Vital Shock or something like that, and not a ballistic tip. A ballistic tip, a lot of times, will hit an animal and it'll smack it on the outside and make a terrible mess, but it'll never get into the vital on it.
Yeah, Quentin, we're right at the end of our show. We sure appreciate you coming on and all the information you shared with us. And you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Our number is 303-331-7116, and we thank you for listening to us today.